Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Cloudy and cool to warm with isolated thunder showers. Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 24, Rustenburg and Mombela 28 degrees.
Still dealing with that queuing traffic in Krugersdorp on the N14 between the Oak Tree and the R24 exits.
Sport, Arts and Culture Minister Gaita McKenzie supports calls for the Proteas to boycott their ICC Champions Trophy match against Afghanistan next month. He cited moral concerns over the Taliban government's ban on women's sports and the disbanding of Afghanistan's female cricket team in 2021. The deadline is looming for stakeholders to submit inputs on proposed regulations for unconventional gas extraction. This includes fracking. The Department of Water and Sanitation is accepting written comments until the 15th of January this year. And the remains of a man discovered near an Austrian glacier has been identified as that of a German mountaineer who died almost 60 years ago. He was reported missing in March 1967. Climate change has accelerated the melting of glaciers. Now for the latest business news, equities fell again in Asia as traders prepared for the release of US jobs data that could play a key role in the Federal Reserve's decision-making on interest rates. Markets have started this year cautiously with the optimism that characterized most of the past 3 months, dented by concerns about Donald Trump's presidency. The World Bank has unveiled a five-year country partnership framework for Namibia, focusing on job creation and improved public service access from 2025 to 2029. Aligned with Namibia's vision for 2030, the framework targets renewable energy, private sector growth, and enhanced health. And Nigeria's stats agency says it will add illegal and hidden economic activities while calculating the country's GDP. Nigeria is currently the fourth largest African economy. A dollar is trading at 18 Rand 93. A euro is trading at 19 Rand 50. A pound at 23 Rand 29. Gold is trading at $2,673.97 per fine ounce. I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 7.
Well, Delano Potgieter starred with bat and ball while Dierwald Brewers struck a 50 to help my Cape Town beat champion Sunrisers Eastern Cape by 97 runs. That was in the SA20 opener in Gqeberha yesterday. Home captain Aiden Markram won the toss, bowling first. The score was 174 for 7, and that was before the home side collapsed in their reply to 77 all out. Potgieter confirmed that it was my Cape Town's first ever win over the Sunrisers in the history of the tournament.
I also looked at that stat this morning, that this is our first time we won the Sunrisers as well. Yeah, it's only the first game of the tournament, but it's nice to start it off with a win as well, and I'm very happy about it.
Well, it's do or die for the five South African sides across the European rugby tournaments this weekend, starting with the Champions Cup, the Vodacom Bulls. They're currently in sixth place in Pool A. They take on Lyon in France, and that's in Saturday's final match at 10 o'clock. The Sharks take on Harlequins at the Twickenham Stoop. The Durbanites are now currently second in Pool A, while Stormers will host Clermont Auvergne in Cape Town. In the Challenge Cup, Emirates Lions away to Dragons in Newport, and the Toyota Cheetahs, they take on Section Paloise in Parma on Sunday. The Blitzboks have been drawn in Pool A for the third round of the HSBC Sevens in Perth. And that pool includes reigning series champions Argentina, as well as Australia and the USA for the tournament that takes place on the 24th to the 26th of January. South Africa won the Cape Town title. Fiji took top honours in Dubai. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's Jacka Sport.
Jacka Red FM plays more.